Thank you, Pastor Ross. In Mexico, we would say Feliz Sábado, which means Happy Sabbath. It's a privilege and an honor to be here this morning to give this presentation. How many of you have seen us Skype here? Anybody in here has seen the Skype from us? I hope that you've enjoyed those presentations as we've been able to connect with our church family. You know, church family is a huge blessing, just a huge blessing to be connected to your church family when you're thousands of miles away. And when I came back, I felt like I had never left. I could just walk in and pick up where I left off, and it was such a beautiful feeling. I want to go ahead and just open with a word of prayer before we begin today's presentation, if you wouldn't mind. Heavenly Father, I'm very thankful for this opportunity this morning to share the glories of our great God and King, and how his hand has been moving down in Mexico and what he continues to do. Please bless us with your presence and your Holy Spirit. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As I was stating, being connected to the church family is very, very important to us. I don't know how many of you know, but my husband and I were a part of the church plant here a long time ago. How many years?
6 or 7 years
ago, and we were just a very small group meeting in Bill Husk's house, right? How many of you were part of that church plant? Is there anybody here? Okay, yeah, there was about, how many were there? About 12 of us or 20? Yeah, a very small group. And now look around. This place is going to fill up, and this is what God does when his presence is with his people. Isn't that exciting? So it's wonderful to be able to have the opportunity. I want to thank the pastoral staff here for allowing us the opportunity to make those Skype appointments with you guys and update you right there from the mission field. We're there, you're here, but technology has brought us together. Do you like that? I had a lot of people make comments about it, and I really appreciate that. It gives us some feedback that you're enjoying them as much as we enjoy giving them. I wanted to just go over our website really quick. This is our website. It's a beautiful website, and praise God, a very godly woman stepped up to the plate and helped us put this together. I don't want to embarrass her, so I won't mention who it is, but she did a beautiful job, and I'm very thankful. Words cannot even say what it means to us to have a functioning website for people to go to. There's a photo gallery up on here. If you look, there's a, I don't know how to work this very good, but there's a photo gallery tab up there. You can meet the team. You can find out how we got started, the ministry got started. There's actually a video on there that was recorded at Weimar. I think the title is called God is Real, and it tells you the original story of how El Pan de Vida even got to begin, and I'm not going to have time to go into any of that today. And then it gives you some websites we like and how you can contact us and stay in communication with us. Really, it means a great deal to us to have people contact us either by email or by phone. I do want to mention my phone number is on there. It is an American number, so it's even though we're in Mexico, we're able to receive calls from here just as if we were here. And vice versa, we can call out. But I want to mention something. We had calls, and especially at the beginning, it was crushing me, and no one would leave a message. So I had no idea who it was that called, and so I felt bad because I was hoping that you didn't think that whoever it was that was calling, that I was ignoring your phone call. But I have no idea. When it comes through, it doesn't show us a name. It doesn't show us anything. So please, if you call, leave a message on the voicemail and a phone number where we can reach you because it doesn't give me your name or phone number. So I have no contact information to be able to give you a call back. I want to go just through some pictures. This is not very clear here, but this is a picture of where we are located. It's in Mazumiapan, Mexico, which is in the lower part of Mexico. We're about a day's travel from the Guatemala border. I don't know if you know where Veracruz is, but we're about a 3-hour drive down towards the Guatemala border from Veracruz. And that's where we normally pick up mission teams and people who are coming to visit, because that's the airport that we need to go to. Just a few things. I'm going to show you some pictures before we get into the main part of the presentation, because I'm mostly going to talk about the biggest blessing that we received all year during this time. But this is a piece of property that we really need your prayer on. It's almost a 20-acre piece of property, and we have been trying to be in negotiations to purchase this property because our vision, our ultimate vision, is to have a ministry school and a health center and to be able to grow crops organically out there, because there is a lot of pesticide use down in the area that we are. And it's very agricultural. Cane and corn are the major crops down where we are. And so it's beautiful land, but we're having a little problem. The gentleman, an older gentleman, owns the land. He wants to sell it, but in Mexico, your children have to sign off before you can sell it. And the children are not cooperating. So please pray, because I know that if God wants us to have this land, that he can change the hearts of the children, right? And so, and if there's a better land, then he'll find that. But we like this piece because it has an access road and the other side is the river. So it would be perfect for what we're looking for. This is just another shot of the land there. We do a lot of Bible studies. We just finished up about 7 or 8 Bible studies. And that doesn't sound like a lot. If you were a Bible worker, that's not a lot of Bible studies. But you have to imagine we're going to show you some of the work that we do. And we do a lot of things. And there's only 3 of us, so it's a lot. So 7 Bible studies is actually quite a bit. We do house-to-house calls. And we go and visit the sick and those in need. In fact, just before I came, I was visiting 2 men who were dying of different types of cancer. And I was by their bedside, which was a very sad time for me, because there is no hospice care. Just the family takes care of them. There's very little heavy pain medication, so they're usually in a lot of pain. One of the men had not drank or ate in 21 days. And so it was a very difficult time to go through that process with their family. I was going to promise not to cry. But we really enjoy being able to be present, because that means everything to some person who is hurting. And I want you to remember that, because even here, there's people hurting. And they just need somebody to be by their side to go through the pain. So remember that when God leads you to somebody that might be going through a difficult time. Just sharing life with people is so important. Don't miss that opportunity to share life with people. So we do house calls. We're doing something new for them that they're not really familiar with, and that's hydrotherapy, which is very helpful for swelling and all kinds of different pains. And we're trying to incorporate a lot of natural health because prescription medicine is super, super duper heavy. They pretty much get penicillin and medication for just about every little thing you can possibly imagine. So I'm hoping that clock is not right. We're supposed to be 10:35, right? Oh boy. Okay, I'm going to go super fast here. So we do some cooking classes. We were blessed to get into the public school system and do a 4-day health class in there, and at the end of it, we were so thankful that the director decided to take all junk food out, and he even, praise God, came to an evangelistic series that we recently had just about a month or so ago. So you never know what kind of things might happen once you start serving the Lord. We're going to also have a rocket stove project. Please keep that in prayer. The women down there cook over open fires, and they breathe in a lot of smoke, and so their lungs, they sound as if they've smoked all their life, but they never, ever smoked one cigarette, and so they have a lot of problems with their lungs, and so we're looking to create a stove that will have less smoke for them, and they'll be able to be in better health. So we're hoping, our goal is to build 1,000 of those in the villages nearby. All right, well, I want to go into the presentation about the biggest blessing, but I want to read you something from Christ's object lesson. I'm going to do this as quick as I can. Who is my neighbor? This is a beautiful part of Christ's object lesson. It's one of my favorite books. It says, Jesus showed that our neighbor does not mean merely one of the church or faith to which we belong. It has no reference to race, color, or class distinction. Our neighbor is every person who needs our help. Our neighbor is every soul who's wounded and bruised by the adversary. Our neighbor is everyone who is the property of God. A priest came that way. He saw the man lying wounded and bruised, weltering in his own blood, but he left him without rendering any assistance. He passed by on the other side. Then a Levite appeared, curious to know what had happened, and he stopped and looked at the sufferer. He was convicted of what he ought to do, but it was not an agreeable duty. He wished that he had not come that way so that he would not have seen the wounded man. He persuaded himself that the case was no concern of his, and he too passed by on the other side. But as a Samaritan traveling the same road saw the sufferer, and he did the work that the others refused to do. With gentleness and kindness, he ministered to the wounded man. When he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him. The Samaritan showed that he was truly converted. For it was no more agreeable for him to do the work than for the priest and the Levite, but in spirit and works he proved himself to be in harmony with God. Which now of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go and do likewise. Show the same tender kindness to those in need. Thus you will give evidence that you keep the whole law. The Samaritan had fulfilled the command, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Risking his own life, he had treated the wounded man as his brother. This Samaritan represents Christ. Wouldn't you like to represent Christ in your life? Well, Christ Object Lessons just shared with us how we can do that. 44.2% of people in Mexico live in poverty. This is a picture of one of our Bible studies coming out of his home. The Bible says in Matthew 25:45, Truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do it for me. But in Matthew 25:40, it says, The king will answer and say to them, Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did do it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me. Life there is pretty hard. This is the cane fields. They get about 10 pesos, which is less than a dollar for one of those crane loads. The fields are burned, so it's a very dirty work, and they end up coming back very blackened. We're trying to teach them even some preventative care. There's a lot of disease down there from a lot of different reasons. Even the simple thing of drinking enough water is something that we're having to teach them. I'm not going to go too much into any more of that, but there's a lot of things that we're trying to help with sanitation, safe drinking water, lifestyle changes. They go through, some families go through 1 to 2 to 3 liters of oil in 1 week in cooking their food, which is volatile for diabetes. So we have a high dose of diabetes there. And also, instead of drinking water, these cane, the people in the cane fields and in the corn fields, they're drinking 2-liter bottles of soda by the cases. And so sometimes their organs are just completely shutting down because they have no water going through their system. The crowds, the multitudes, as I can imagine it was for Jesus, can sometimes be overwhelming. The needs are so great. There are literally days where I've cried. But then, after praying and praying and praying for help, we got it. And a medical team from this church came down to help us. We were so excited to see them. I'm so sorry. We were so excited to see them at the airport. I can't even tell you because obviously we're human and we miss everyone here very much. So it's a great blessing that they came. We got their bags, we packed them in the truck, and we were off. The same day we picked them up, we were going back to Masumiapan, and they slept that night, and the next day we got right to work. We would pack up the truck every day, full of all the things for the health fairs, and we'd put them in cars or cattle trucks. And then we went to seven different locations at seven different people. And I'm telling you, it was amazing. We were supposed to start at 9 o'clock in the morning. And before we even could open up the doors to help anybody, we were packed. Our list was full. And we literally had to turn people away. Well, we didn't. Actually, I take that back. We cared for them the best we could with the nurses. They were stepped right up to the plate, and they helped fill in where we couldn't bring them in to see the doctor. We set up our little signs, and we gave away a lot of these. I wish Amazing Facts made a whole lot more in Spanish because we could use the resources down there. We use this as an evangelism opportunity as well. We gave away over 300 of these magazines, and we also gave a lot of a book by Mark Finley. It's called Hope in Time or something like that, I believe. And so we gave a lot of literature away. Lumilia is the one who God used to answer my prayer. I remember getting that email that one day, and it said, you know, God has put on my heart your ministry to come down to. I've been looking at other places, but this is the one that we've decided we're going to come down. Because there's an enormous amount of need everywhere around the world. But we were very thankful that God had answered our prayers through Lumilia. She even brought down her son, Daniel, and he was the Good Samaritan in that picture, if you noticed before. They had so much fun. There was two boys that came down, and I think they enjoyed themselves thoroughly. She was partnered up with Emma. Emma, you want to stand up? Where are you? Come on up. You want to share a little bit about your experience there? I'm just going to go through some pictures while you're doing that.
One thing that was really exciting to me is that because I want to be a nurse missionary, that this is the first medical mission trip I've ever been a part of. So that was really exciting for me. Even though I'm not a nurse yet, I can still use what I have learned. I worked with Ludmilla to do checking blood glucose, blood pressure, temperature, all the vital signs for everyone who came in to see the doctor or the dentist. Typically, we would go through about maybe 75 people a day with this. And it was a blessing because where we were in this area, us, our team, and the translators or the staff were the only ones who spoke English pretty much. So I don't speak any Spanish. And so I didn't have really a way to communicate with anybody. But I learned just enough words to tell them what I wanted them to do as I was taking their vital signs. And it was a blessing because it helped me learn, not just about working in the medical field, but also that there, language barrier, we hear a lot about the language barrier. It's not really a barrier. It's, there's not that much difference, and there is other ways to communicate. I learned so much about working with a team, working with a ministry. It was very fast-paced. Every single day we'd be going to a different village. But it was a blessing because you learn I don't know what that word is, but you had to change the setup for each, because each village, it was a different environment, it was a different building, it was a different, so you had to set up, figure out how to set up everything, how to get everybody through and serve the people as well as you could each time. So it was really, really a blessing and taught me a lot, and I'm very thankful that we got to work with Tammy, and
I'm very thankful. I'd like to go ahead and have Rich and Vicky come up here real quick. You know what? These people, I mean, Rich and Vicky, I just have to say they have a heart of gold. It was such a pleasure to see them. They had promised a long time ago that they would come, and they kept their promise.
Well, I tell you, I went kicking and screaming, but we had just come back from Africa, and when Tammy and David sold their worldly goods and went down and started this mission, we promised we would come down and do dental and medical or whatever and help. I think I'm missing out here. You know, we like to go on mission trips and then come home to our air-conditioned homes and water you can drink from your faucet and that kind of thing. And Tammy and David did a whole lifestyle change. It's just incredible. So we wanted to go down, but it just happened that we just come back from another mission trip, and they were going when the weather was just turning super hot, you know, like when it's 90 and the humidity's 90 and you get out of the shower and you're wet with sweat. And I'm like, we won't go on this one. We'll go on one, but let's not go on this one. Well, I did tell the Lord and my husband, who said, I think we should go. I'll go if the Lord insists, but let's pray that another dentist comes forward. Well, you see what God's answer was. It was that we were to go. And I tell you, it was such a blessing. And he did answer my prayers, like I pled for decent weather. It was really hot and it was really humid. But that it could have been much more hot and much more humid. It was, you know, I don't want to say that it was cooler, because you don't even want to use that word, but you know what I mean. But anyway, just real quickly, this was neat in a way that no other of our mission trips have been. A lot of times we just go and we do dental and medical, but we really are handicapped as far as witnessing. We always take books. And you know, try to do things like that. But a lot of times it's just you're doing dental and medical, and then the next one comes and that one goes and whatever. And so to do this where David and Tammy and Kate had made inroads into these villages and with these people, and then to do the health fair where there was medical and dental and all these different, you know, diet and natural healing. And it was, and of course, spiritual, the most important of all. So exciting to be able to be part of this where you're not just, I mean, because with Rich's in my cubicle, we were the ones where the screams came from, you know. So you really like to know that there's something really good going on in these people's lives. And this was an awesome way to do it. And if you have a chance to do something like this somewhere, but with Tammy and David down there, it's a wonderful way to do a mission trip. Mm.
It was a blessing. Mike was down with them, assisting them. And, of course, we had Doc and Arlene down there. Doc was our official doctor on call. And he would be in a building or he'd be out in a field. Didn't matter. He would set up his little shop and he would care for the people there. And that was a great blessing. He's my adopted dad from AFCO a long time ago. Rosalie, who's not here today, part of the Granite Bay Church as well, came down with her son, and she assisted Doc. She's a nurse. And Andreas, my favorite story about him is I asked him if he liked it there, and he said yes. And I said, are you sure it's so hot here? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, what do you like about it here? And he says, I'm free. And it's because he could run around, right? He didn't have to. He could run around everywhere. We had Dina there, who was our naturalist, and it was such a big blessing to have her there. She is so full of energy, and she is, I mean, she has twice as much energy as some of us, I tell you.
Sometimes. I'm so thankful that Lord could use me there in Mexico. There is really poor people, and we have a lot of good time to teach them natural remedy and massage sometimes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for praying and helping us.
And then my adopted mom, my mom Arlene, she was there as well. And it was so exciting to have her there because when I was in AFCO many years ago, as a student, she adopted me as her child. And I've never been able to let her let me go. I'm just haunting her for life. And so
this is awful. My daughter wanted to know why I wanted to go home last week. This is the reason. Oh, and by the way, as soon as Vicky left, her prayers went with her. It got hotter.
They're having fun there. Look at that. They're having fun. And this is the way they looked at the end of the day. After the whole day, this is the way they looked. They were beat, tired, but you know what? They still were praising the Lord.
See that dress that I had on back there?
Doesn't that look like happy faces? They were happy.
That dress that I had on back there, I had dipped it in a tub of water, and I put it in the freezer. And just before we left to go to church, I took it out of the freezer and put it on.
You know the place you live is hot when people are putting their clothing in the freezer before they go anywhere. It says up here, I never said it would be easy. I only said it would be worth it, right? I want to have Lamelia here. I always say your name wrong, Lamelia. You know what your name is. Anyhow. I want to just share just a little bit about, I know we're running over, the blessing that followed through after they left, because while they were there, we were able to train some people, because obviously we need a little help, can you tell? down there, we need some more people, and so Jonathan from another village, I'm sorry the pictures didn't transfer over all the way from keynote to PowerPoint, but Jonathan was a great blessing to us. He worked with Dina and Arlene, and he is now committed, him and some other members in his village are committed to working side by side with us, which is exciting. This is Abriel, and she is one of the other ones from Savalo who did a lot of work for us during the health fairs, our children's program, everything. Look at the kids. We're intently watching her because she is so fun doing the program. And Josue also speaks, both Jonathan and him speak Spanish and English, which will be a great blessing because actually Kate is going to be staying here in the United States to do this end of the work now. We have some things that she's going to be helping us with here in the United States, and Dave and I are going back, just the two of us. But now we have a team of others that are going to be working side by side. He had a very tough job, this gentleman, Josue. He had to work with the people and especially talk to the people that had to be turned away. Our two pastors worked with us, and that was a great blessing as well. They actually helped us get even haircuts there. And then the last blessing I really want to talk about is the reading glasses that were sent down. Prescription glasses are a little harder because they're designed for a specific person, but the reading glasses were such a blessing. Let me tell you, when they found out that we had them, they were traveling from other villages and they were searching our village for us. And they were at our doorstop. We had to almost post hours after this team left because there were so many people coming for glasses and all kinds of other health things. So it was a great blessing to see my husband's working with all those glasses there. All right. I'll let Ludmilla say something here, and then we'll end our presentation.
Well, first I want to say a huge thank you for your generous support for this mission trip.
Amen.
Your financial, because you paid for all our supplies. We covered our tickets and travel and airfare, everything there, but for supplies, it all came out of your pocket. Thank you so much. We brought 16 suitcases of supplies with us, different supplies, natural remedies, charcoal, medications. You would not believe that we left and we used up 10 suitcases of all these supplies. We had 7 clinics there, and just briefly want to say we served more than 800 people. We served about 300-something with dental care, Dr. Richard, big thank you. Dr. Newman and other medical team.
And that was with
they were almost to kill me every day when I was pushing about 75 to 80 patients a day. And he was like, okay, how many more we have to go through? And then we did vital signs because there are people traveling from other villages and we could not turn them down. So we would just do vital signs. We would do just consultation on them because a lot of diabetes, a lot of high blood pressure. And you would not believe. These people, they're so innocent because they're in trouble and they don't know how they get in trouble. Lack of education. They don't know. You tell them, oh, you have high blood pressure, and he's like, okay. I'm like, no, it's not okay. You have to change something. They take diabetes. It's like, yeah, I know. I'm like, no, you have to change something. They're young people, and they suffer. They get blind. They have other issues because they just don't know what to do. I mean, if you think that you're not a doctor or nurse and you don't know what to do down there, I'll tell you, there is so much work. There is so much work just to share your love, to share what we know here. Because for us, it's common sense. For them, they don't know it. And what I just want to say that greeting glasses, they make big difference in so many lives. It's priceless when somebody puts their glasses on and they're like, I can see. They don't need anything else. They just need glasses. So I just want to ask you, if you could help us to raise more reading glasses. Just dollar store glasses, they were like the best gift ever those people received. So we are going to have a basket every Sabbath out there. Please, your little contribution can make a huge difference in somebody's life. And one last thing I want to tell you that when it was my first mission trip, and I was like, okay, I'm taking this little boy with me. Where I'm going, I don't know, because we didn't know where Tommy lives. It was life changer. I told Tommy it was highlight of my life. And if you miss this time, don't be sad because we are going back next year. We are going to go a different month though. We are not going to go in May, Vicky. We are going to go in March. So please plan ahead because it's experience that will change your life forever. Thank you for your help.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, Pastor Ross. I was just going to say, you know, if you want to hear any of the other stories, please go to the website. We have a history from when we first began our travel all the way down to Mexico and there. And please stay in contact. We love to hear from you. Thank you so much for allowing us this time.
Amen.
Thank you.